Okay, here at the Town Hall, I'm joined by Councillor Nick Sanford. Nick, this boundary change consultation, you know, what is it? Is it important?
Well, it sounds a bit boring on the face of it, but it's actually about who is going to represent people on the council. And what's happening is that because there's been big population shifts in Peterborough, there's big new housing areas been built, the Boundary Commission, that's the government agency that looks into these things, has decided that the Peterborough boundaries need to be redrawn to make them more sort of equal.
And so at the moment, people, because sometimes people don't even know the existing boundaries, but are all the ward boundaries going to change?
Well, potentially some could stay the same, but because the shifts in population have been so great, it is likely that quite a number of them are going to change. What we as Liberal Democrats have argued, though, and we put our own submission into the Boundary Commission.
And all political parties could submit their ideas and suggestions?
Well, all could, but we were the only one that actually did.
So only the Peterborough Liberal Democrats were the only political party in Peterborough that took the time, did the effort, and submitted some alternative suggestions.
Yeah, and we had a chap, our vice chairman, Peter Chevelle, who put an awful lot of work into it. And what I was going to go on to say was that one factor is, trying to make the size of the wards and numbers of people in them as equal as possible. But one of the things we've argued as Liberal Democrats is it's equally important to maintain community identity, because you don't want to link people up into wards that don't really have anything in common.
Okay, and so is the consultation, it's open to members of the public, is it at the moment?
Yeah, what's happened is there was an initial consultation where people could put ideas in for changes to the ward boundaries, and they say we were the only party that put a submission in. But what the Boundary Commission has now done is they've looked at all the submissions and they've drawn up what their recommended proposals are, and that then goes out to public consultation, which closes about the beginning of October. So people can, we've had a quick look at them, and what I think where it falls down is on the community identity, because they've got wards that cut across the East Coast Main Line and link up one side of the river with another one. It doesn't really make much sense in terms of community identity.
And when are the new wards, when are they likely to come into existence?
Well, the Boundary Commission will look at the latest consultation and they'll then produce some final proposals, which should be finalised, we're told, in January 2015. But they won't be there's then a procedure has to go through, has to go to Parliament to be approved. So it won't be approved in time for the elections in 2015, and it could be the elections in 2016 when it comes in.
Okay, and so if people have got any queries or questions, the best thing to do, I guess, is contact their local councillor for more information.
Yeah, and hopefully their local councillor would be able to give them some some information. It's like a lot of things, though, probably there's only a minority of councillors that have actually engaged very much with the process up to this point.
Thank you very much.